And now the WXXI Business Report with Randy Gorman. And we have news about job growth in small businesses. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Beth. Yes, the latest monthly report from Paychex and the research firm IHS on small business job growth shows a significant increase in April, with employment growth returning to pre-pandemic levels. One reason for the sharp jump compared to last year is due to the comparison with a year ago, when COVID-19 had a major negative impact on the economy. But in an interview recently with Yahoo Finance, Paychex CEO Marty Musi said there was a big jump for the leisure and hospitality sector, as well as in other parts of the economy, including construction. He says that small business owners still have concerns as well, including being able to find workers.
Right now, I think much more optimistic as things have opened back up and rules have been relaxed to a large degree. But I think there's always still some concern. One, can they get the workers back? That's their biggest problem right now. That you talk to any small businesses, you know, their workers are either working from home or they've picked up and done something else.
The U.S. Labor Department, by the way, last Friday reported the monthly jobs stats showing employers added just 266,000 jobs last month. That was a lot lower than a lot of analysts had expected, and some signs that businesses are still struggling to find enough workers as the economic recovery strengthens. M&T Bank last week officially took the wraps off a $58 million investment in Buffalo for its new tech hub at the Seneca One building. The company plans to create more than 1,000 jobs there. It will occupy 13 of the 38 floors in that building. Mike Whistler is M&T's chief information officer, and he says the new hub will help the regional banking company attract top talent. He believes it will benefit the region overall by retaining talented recent grads from colleges and universities in both Buffalo and Rochester. And Whistler believes the two metropolitan areas are tied more closely together than you might think.
We've got more connectivity and less distance to travel than parts of San Francisco. And, you know, we've got all kinds of collaboration going on, whether it be, you know, large institutions like ourselves and Wegmans. I mean, we're constantly back and forth working with each other across tech, across design, across customer experience.
Whistler also believes there are a lot of people involved in high tech, either those just getting out of area universities or those who want to move back to the area because they find the housing prices, lifestyle, commute times a lot more favorable than some of the traditionally high tech regions like Silicon Valley in California or Research Triangle Park in North Carolina. Well, Tompkins Financial Corporation announcing plans for a rebranding effort which will better align its four banks in New York and Pennsylvania under the Tompkins corporate umbrella. As a result of that effort, Tompkins Bank of Castile, headquartered in Batavia, will simply be known as Tompkins. It is the same story for three other affiliated banks in Ithaca, the Hudson Valley, and southeastern Pennsylvania. They say all existing banking products and services will be unchanged, and we also should mention Tompkins is a financial supporter of WXXI. And Hyzon Motors, the Asian-based fuel cell company, I should say, that now has operations in Hunnewei Falls, has appointed a chief engineer for fuel cells, Shinichi Hirano. He's described as a 30-year veteran of automotive fuel cell technology, including 17 years in a leadership position with Ford Motor. Earlier this year, it was announced that Hyzon Motors will grow its operations in Hunnewei Falls and add about 100 employees there over the next 3 years. Hyzon makes hydrogen fuel cell stacks that are used to power heavy commercial trucks. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.